Okay, well, as I said earlier, we'll be speaking on the phone in a moment to Cav from Key West. We played their new single, C'est La Vie, as a shared experience a couple of weeks ago. We really rather liked it. So we'll get them on the phone in a minute and find out what they're up to. First off, though, let's hear the track. There we go. We played that a couple of weeks ago as a shared experience. If you remember, the idea behind a shared experience is we don't check them. We don't listen to them first. We put them straight in the system and play them live on air so that we can all hear them together. And I remember at the time going, wow, when I finished playing that, because that is a great tune. And hopefully I'm joined on the line by Cav from Key West right now. Cav, good afternoon.
How you doing? Good afternoon.
Yeah, well, good afternoon. We're calling you. You're in the UK, is that right? Or are you doing a tour at the moment?
We are, yeah. We are en route from Edinburgh to Manchester today.
Oh, my goodness me. I'm just thinking that song. Love the song, by the way. It must go good. Must go down an absolute storm live, doesn't it?
Yeah. Particularly at festivals and things like that. A lot of our sound comes from street performance over the years. So it has that sort of energy, and that always translates brilliantly to the festival stages, especially when the sun is out, people are chilling, beer in hand, you know?
Indeed. I'm just reading your profile here. But tell us first of all, how did you all get together? You're a four-piece band. You've done amazing stuff, especially in your home country. But how's it all been working for you? How did it all start?
Well, myself and Glover, we're both Andrews. We grew up together in the same estate in Dublin. So we've always been playing music together, writing and played a band, you know, we played in pubs, we did things like that, and then once we became four piece and the lads moved over from the UK to Ireland, we began street performing because it was one of the only ways initially that we could earn some money and be free enough to take opportunities as they came. And then we realised it was a great way for us to actually turn it into establishing a fan base.
And it really has worked for you as well, hasn't it? Because you've been selling out on headline tours. You've supported, I mean, the list of people you supported is very impressive when you start with Bastille, Hozier, Codeline, Bryan Adams, 30 Seconds to Mars. But you supported Paul Simon as well, and it doesn't get much bigger than that, does it?
No, that was a great one. And it was Hyde Park, someone's out, so that was a really, such a perfect atmosphere for us as well, the perfect audience for us as well to be received. Anybody who's there to listen to Paul Simon on a day like that was hopefully going to enjoy what we do.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of, it's similar but not the same, isn't it? Well, there's a lovely feel to it, good lyrics. How do the songs, who writes the songs? Is that you, or is it a collaborative thing?
I do primarily, and then myself and Glover, you know, as I said, we have a long history, so then he'd come in at a point to fine-tune, and then also, you know, he's primarily, you know, behind the music, and he gets in with the lads then to get everybody's input in terms of the musical feel.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, so what about in terms of the gigs around the UK? To be honest, they're pretty big ones, aren't they? You're playing sort of O2 Institute, O2 Academy, the Bristol Exchange. Do you tend to do some of the smaller gigs still too, or have you kind of moved beyond that?
If it's a new place, you have to start in the smaller venue. So, no, very much so. We would rather play to a, you know, a small venue full of people than a big venue, really, you know. So
yeah, sure.
We happily go into the smaller venue initially and try and earn our stripes.
Okay, very good. Where does it go from here then? Album coming out?
Well, the new album is just out. Ordinary Superhero is it was released a couple of weeks ago. Went number one for us in Ireland, and I think it was number 15 here, which is, we were really proud of. It's our first ever official release into the UK. So we'll continue to release singles from that and try and promote the album and you know, hopefully continue to grow.
Yeah, indeed. And as you say, if you've got that fan base, especially back in Ireland, do you say, did that make it a little bit easier coming across here? Do you find it? Because we were talking to Shukra, another Irish band, last week, and they were, again, well known back around Cork and all around there. How is it for coming across to the UK?
It's advantageous. If you can come over on the back of a couple of number one albums, you get taken a little bit more seriously, so you can skip the queue in some cases. Is good, and also then you have the experience of gigging and big shows and things like that behind you. So if you get thrown onto something, you're able to handle it.
Excellent. All right. Well, listen, it's been great to speak to you. Thank you very much indeed for sending us over the single. Absolutely love it. I say you can see how it would work, as you say, in festivals and things like that. If ever you're playing Cambridge, do please let us know. We'll we'd love to get you in here and everything. But so you're en route at the moment. So you're tomorrow's a gig in Birmingham.
Yeah, tonight we are in Manchester, and tomorrow Birmingham, and then over to Munich.
Oh, right, because I was going to say, I've been literally just looking at the list of gigs on my sheet. It says Thursday, 31st of October, Birmingham. You think, oh, good, and then they get to go home and have a rest, but it doesn't. It gets work. It gets even busier, does it? You're off around Europe.
It gets even busier, yeah. And it was the spring tour was even more expensive, but you know, this time around we couldn't fit as many dates in because we left a bit late to book them. But so I think next time around we have even more dates to look forward to.
My goodness. All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for you. Keep the singles coming as well. Good luck with the album. And thanks very much indeed, Kat, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, take care.
There we are, that's Cav, that's Key West, C'est La Vie. Love the single, absolutely love the single. And there's an album out as well, so you'll find it on all your local social media. I thought it'd be a great opportunity, given that they supported Paul Simon, that we maybe ought to stick on a quick bit of Take Me to the Mardi Gras. Then we'll see how we're doing on the roads and the rails.